Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome, everybody, to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. We have an exciting show for you today, so you can tune in and call in 347-539-5729. Tonight, our topic is about dating coworkers, so I'm excited to get into that topic. Welcome back. We miss you guys, and I just would like to welcome our co-hosts and other hosts on the show, Ms. Nicole Martin and Ms. Karishma Thomas. Hey,
Hi.
Ladies.
Hey, guys. Hey, ladies. I miss you guys.
I miss you guys. This is a great topic that we're going to get into tonight, dating coworkers. So definitely let us know what you think. Call in 347-539-5729. And how are you ladies doing? Welcome back.
I'm doing
awesome.
Great.
How have you ladies been? I just want to take this time to congratulate Tahira.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, girl. Work, girl. We see you working.
Yes. I am Miss Tri-State. Yes, I came back with a crown. So I'm really, really excited about that chapter. Pageantry and my win was awesome. It was so, you know, unexpected, but I definitely love, you know, being so far Miss Tri-State. I'll be in the Puerto Rican Day Parade this Sunday.
Nice. Great.
This Sunday, so come out and support.
That's hot. Now, where is that? To our listeners, where's the parade?
Well, we're gonna be on 47th Street up to 77th Street. It's in New York.
Okay.
Awesome. That is so exciting.
I'm so happy, girl. That's amazing.
Are you going to be on the float doing, like, the pageant wave that I love so much?
I'm Miss Tri-State. Miss Puerto Rico is going to be on, she's going to actually be in the car. So I'm going to be on the side of her, and we're going to be representing our pageantry. So I'm really, really excited about it. Very, very humble, but really, really excited, too.
Right.
Time. So much is going on. So just really, really excited. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So.
Congratulations.
That's amazing.
Thank you. And not just me, Nicole, your line is out. I see you on the internet.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been an exciting time. It's been a busy time and a sleepless time. But I finally got it going. So I've been really, really happy with the response, the support, and the love. So I'm really excited. And I got the men's line coming in a couple of weeks. So
Nicole, where can everyone find your line so everyone can get motivated for their hot bodies for the summer?
Yeah, so currently I launched on Etsy. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Etsy. ETSY.com until my website is ready.
Yes, I know it. Yes.
Okay, good.
I love Etsy.
If you go to Etsy.com and search Enoken Fitness, I'll come up. So, awesome.
Oh, yay.
Thank you.
I love that website.
That's amazing.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you,
Amy. That's so great that you're able to put everything out there. I'm so excited. I can't wait to order all my stuff. So I can be even more motivated to work out and look good for the summer.
Yeah, so my ladies are already fabulous. I mean, how much more fabulous can we get over here? But I really appreciate you ladies' support. You know, listeners, these are my sisters. You know, they go hard for me. I go hard for them. We're one big happy family.
Yeah.
So, Karishma, darling. You know, we're going to have to dig in your mind. So I want to know what's going on with the love and the career. So what's happening, girl?
Oh, girl, you know, it's going really great. The weather is wonderful, so everything's heating up all over in my life. So I'm excited. I'm working on some really cool projects right now, so hopefully by, the middle of the summer, I'll be able to talk more about it. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm focusing on some music projects and still kind of, dating,
okay,
having fun for the summer. Yeah, definitely focusing more on my career, but hopefully soon I'll be able to make some announcements about it. But, of course, you'll be able to catch it all here on the Girlfriend Network.
Yeah, because our Karishma is a rapper, right, Kahira? We just said that out, like, what?
Yes, Karishma is a rapper.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So I want to ask real quick, what's happening with the love life? Because I believe the last time we talked, you were dating a couple guys, and you were kind of, going back and forth. So where are we at?
I eliminated one of the guys. I'm just dating one, but I'm still keeping my options open. So
you're still dating. So that's
still dating. Yeah. Still dating in the city, yes.
Well, no, that's right, because you know what they say. They say cuffing season is over, so it's time to get out and, not for me, but for y'all. So
absolutely. Now, ladies, what do you think about our topic tonight, about dating
crazy
a coworker? What do you feel about
that? Well, I find this topic really interesting. I feel that dating your coworker is, I feel like it's very easy, and it's an easy pattern to fall into because, especially for those who spend a lot of time at their work, and it's such a small environment, it's kind of like familiarity becomes, part of your life, and you're like, oh, okay, and you may not have that chance to go out and meet people. Because everyone's always at work, so you're meeting the people who you work with, and even if they aren't really your type, they're like, oh, I spend a lot of time with you, and you're kind of cute, and it kind of works out, but it's more about convenience. But it also depends on which coworker you're dating. Like, if you're both managers, or if one person is higher up than you, or you're dating your boss, that's when it can get really, really messy.
It can get tricky.
What about you, ladies?
I feel with me, I think sometimes experience, that quote, is the best teacher. Experience is the best teacher. It's really not good to date your boss. So it can be very tricky. It's hard, like Karishma said, like you're at work a large percentage of your life, and you are spending time with, work coworkers. So it can happen, but just be careful when it happens. And also don't forget, the worst case scenario, even if it doesn't work out, you still have to work with this individual.
That's right.
So just be very, very careful. But it can be, fun, kind of. Your coworker or your boss is kind of, checking you out. That could be kind of fun. But I would just say be very, very careful and don't forget. I think it's harder for women and to actually have relationships, inner office relationships, because if it doesn't work out, it could go either way. Maybe he doesn't take it so well, and it could be negative. So think about the whole picture of what you're feeling. I can understand how it can happen, but just be careful, because you both want to work there, and you want to set, have a happy workplace and work environment, and you want to focus on work.
True. No, definitely, definitely. I've had a tricky – oh, sorry, go ahead, Nicole.
No. I was just going to say really quick that I've seen both sides. I've seen where people have met at work and it ended happily as far as marriage. And I've seen where people, met at work and they entered a relationship and it gets very nasty. And especially what you were saying earlier, when one person is say the manager of another person, then it can get really, really ugly because that one person is kind of like in control of you at work, so to speak, so they can make your life hell if they want to. And that brings me, I was thinking about this earlier, ladies, you guys remember Waiting to Exhale when she was dating the boss? And every everything was gravy, and then she challenged him, and he kind of played her and kind of shut her down, you know what I mean, because the relationship didn't work out. So, you know, that brought me back to that.
And I was going to say, like, sometimes you have to think when you're dating a coworker and you go, you know, you go out and you're talking about work constantly, you kind of have to think, like, is that all we have in common? Is that we work at the same place and that's the only thing we can talk about? And if you're not able to talk about anything else other than work, it's obviously it was more of a convenience factor that brought you two together and maybe some attraction. But maybe mentally you guys just aren't there on the same page. But I had a crazy situation once. I had started working somewhere and, you know, one of my coworkers was trying to talk to me and I was like, okay, like maybe, you know, I don't know. And I went out for a drink with him and whatever. Later, I find out that he had actually already kind of been seeing one of the other girls I worked with and was kind of trying to keep me and her away from each other. But her and I ended up kind of talking, becoming friends, and we're like, wait, you went out with him? He was trying to talk to you? And I was like, oh my gosh, this turned into like such a tricky situation. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you're stuck there for a while, and then it's kind of, you know, luckily I'm not there anymore, but you know, it's just,
yeah,
it was a long time ago. But it's crazy how those things can happen. It can get really messy really fast. So my advice is kind of just to keep work professional. It's just easier that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Ultimately, you have both have a job to do. And, I mean, my situation, I had both situations, the worst case situation escalated to the highest power. And then I had where I had a work situation that I wanted to quit my job just so I can date him.
Oh, wow.
It can either go either way. Like, I was like, I don't even want to work here anymore. I just want to go out with you. So just consider where you work. Like, consider the reasons why you took the job there. And, you know, try to keep it as professional as possible because things can turn around. Say if he's a jealous guy. Really try to get to know him kind of outside of work. If he's jealous, because you're at work, you could be talking to someone. And it could be like, you know, not that way.
Bouncing off that, you're so right about the jealousy and even with the privacy. Like, if you're dating someone at work as well as outside of work, like, nothing that you really do is, like, private. You know what I mean? Everything is going to be out in the open all of the time. So basically what you do at work to whom you converse with or socialize with at work to whatever you're doing when you're not at work with this person. So to me, it just seems like it gets to be a bit much. Like, my God, you know.
No, definitely.
And what about the couples who may ride to work together or eat lunch together? And, you know, just like,
it works for some people. Don't get me wrong. I work at a company where, if you're considering this, you can also, what you first want to do is see your company's policy on dating coworkers to see if there's a policy against it. I think you should not just, you know, go on basically what you feel, but kind of investigate where your company standpoint, because I've worked at a company where they kind of encourage employees to, you know, get together because they wanted both employees there. They thought it was more of a benefit if I had you and your husband work for me.
So I did work for
a company like that. It was a big company, and they felt like, okay, if you meet your person here, we don't have a problem with it. We have a daycare downstairs. You can take the kids that you make down there. And it was really, really open, but it could be challenging. Because you work, you don't have any separation, you don't have any time for me time, and you don't know how this person is going to react to any other relationships that you may, that still may be professional at work. You don't know if they're jealous or, you know, you're going to have to answer questions if you're in the office too long. But, I mean, I think those are the things that you have to consider when you're considering to have an office relationship.
Definitely. I think another thing is you also have to figure out how big the company is and your position. So if you're in a higher position, you know how, you know, especially in like offices and stuff like that, there's a lot of, every workplace, but there's a lot of gossip and office gossip travels the fastest. So if you're in a higher position, like, and you're kind of dating all your coworkers, sometimes people will start, you know, losing respect and they just won't treat you the same because they're like, oh, whatever, you know, this person just dates everyone. I'm not really going to take anything they say seriously. They're not, yeah, they're not professional. And it can affect the way, you know, your coworkers treat you, which will in turn affect the work, and you'll really be affected by it because you may not be able to produce the way you used to. So there's a lot of different factors to think about.
And I also feel that sometimes I think in the case that it is a bad breakup in the office, to me, this is my personal opinion, I just feel like the woman always winds up looking like the skank. You know what I mean? Like, oh, she should have known better. So, yeah. Go ahead.
I really agree with you that even if you have, you know how men talk in the workplace and women may talk, but it always, the woman loses a lot of integrity. If it was a man, it would be just like, oh, he had an office plan, and that's it.
Exactly.
The woman completely loses her integrity. People lose respect for her. Whatever he's saying about their private life is gossip now. And it's a hard work, not even a work environment anymore. You don't even want to come to work.
Right.
So
those are
the things that you want to consider. If it doesn't work out, how is it going to affect me? This is my means to, you know, this is my livelihood. How am I going to pay my mortgage if it doesn't work out and I have to find a new job? You have to. But I think when we think about it, and considering like, oh, he's kind of cute and things like that, we're not thinking. It's more of the, you know, the first stages of it. It's not really thought out. But I definitely think you should consider the person. You know, your company's policy on it, and then go from there.
I think it depends on how much you're willing to risk, you know, in the situation, because every environment is different, and it's natural that people tend to find people in the same industry or workspace as them because they're in those environments, they're meeting those people. It's like the same thing when you see celebrities dating each other. It's because they all kind of run in the same circles. They meet each other at these parties or places, or they're, you know, working on collaborations, and they're like, oh, okay, we're kind of in the same scene, and that's how it all kind of happens. And that's the same thing with any workspace. You spend so much of your time there that it really becomes, more people spend time at work than they do at home.
That at home, so, that's true.
So it's natural to kind of find someone at the workplace, especially if you have a high-stress job. You're able to kind of, you know, talk about it and relieve it with somebody else who also knows what you're going through at the same time.
Because they're going through it with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the other point. What if the person doesn't feel that way that you feel? And you're coming on to this person that could be a sexually, you know, a sexual harassment issue, if it's unwanted. It's just so many factors. So just really, really consider the person that you're dealing with and make sure that person feels the same way. And because if they don't, they escalate it because they don't feel that way. And they feel like, well, I don't feel that way, and this could be something bad in the future.
But do you think what do you ladies think about, you know, if you're working, like, say you're working a job and it's just 40 hours a week and you're there, do you feel like it's just easier to meet people at work and kind of not have to put that effort, like, in going out? Or, like, people who go out after work, you know, when they do a lot of after work, happy hours, or meeting up? Or do you think it's easier to just kind of go out on the town and try to meet someone socially? Like, if you were new to a city. Like, when I first moved to New York, I was like, okay, how am I going to meet people now? Do I meet people through the work scene, or do I meet people going out? But luckily, it's like, if you don't have a good group of core friends to kind of introduce you to people, how exactly are you supposed to meet people nowadays?
Yeah, I think your work people are your work family. Like, even with my situation, like, it wouldn't have been a guy that I would ever talk to on the street, but we had so much in common that I was just like, damn, you know, I had a good position here, but I'm really considering, you know, shifting things around to see if this can work. We had that much chemistry together, and I never wanted to compromise the business part of it. So I think you probably would not meet these people outside.
Yeah, so you guys have good points, but I'm like on the opposite. I'm on the other side of the fence now. Okay, if I wasn't new in town and didn't have any friends, I get that. Then you kind of link on to the people that you work with, to show you around, introduce you to what's going on in your town or your city. But mm-hmm. me, like, you know, even currently my employment, I don't mess with my coworkers like that. Like, mm-hmm. I have some coworkers that I really like and I get along with and I love them to death and I laugh and joke at work, but I don't fool with them outside of work. I don't do happy hours. I don't really socialize with them after work because I still like to have some kind of privacy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes if you let some coworkers know too much about what's going on with you personally, it could be used against you at some point. And I've also, you know, have bared witness to that where people have gone out and socialized outside of work. And whatever's going on outside of work that should remain confidential and personal gets brought back into the office. So
right.
I'm like, oh, that's not going to be me. Like, mm-hmm. absolutely not. And I try to, even though I'm very approachable and I think I'm very likable, I still try to remain a mystery in some parts of my life. Like, they know, you know, if I'm dating, or they know, you know, if I have children, but it's just like I don't take it but so far. You ladies understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
That,
you keep it professional. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
You keep it professional. That is the excellent part, because, and I want to get into that when we come back from our next song. And the night is still young, so we're going to get into The Night is Still Young by Nicki Minaj right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Yo, ayo, tonight is the night that I'ma get twisted. Mix Moscato and vodka, I'ma mix it. Roll that spaceship, we about to get lifted. Live in the present and gift this for the gifted. This what you came, this what you came for. You get what you buy, this what you pay for. So make sure the stars is what you aim for. Make mistakes though.
Tonight. you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
To the Girlfriend Network. This is your host, Tahira Sutton, and we're talking about dating coworkers this evening. Now, Nicole, you were making a very, very good point before we went into our first song. So that is a good point. So what if, you know, you go out and you come back and it's all over the office? how do you diffuse the situation? You know, how do you diffuse that? That's why I feel like if you're going to go into something like that, you're going to have like certain rules for engagement, a certain plan with this person, because that just can't happen.
Right, definitely. Oh my goodness. You just got to be on the same page, and I would be like, look, that would just be like an initial conversation. Like, you know, I don't want this blasted around the office. You know, how do they feel about that? Because, you know, I don't care what people say, guys. Sometimes people can't hold nothing. You know what I mean? They can't even hold water. So, you know, even though they tell you, oh, it's between you and I, you know, it gets to tell, well, I'm just going to tell this one coworker who I'm really cool with. And then that coworker tells someone that they're really cool with. And then pretty soon you're walking around the office thinking that nobody knows what the hell is going on in your life. And everybody's looking at you like, we know. So, you know, I guess it just really depends on, you know, what floats your boat. If you're okay with having a relationship and online and it can be public in your work environment, that's one thing. But if you're not okay, then that's another thing. And like I said earlier, guys, I've seen it on both sides. I've seen people start dating in the office. They actually meet at work. They start dating in the office, and they eventually get married. So there is success. But, you know, for those where, you know, I always like to say, you know, excuse the expression, when sugar turns to shit, then what? And if this person is your manager or whatever, you know, or you've got to work in close proximity to this person and now you can't stand them, then what can you do?
So. No, definitely. And it's also one of those things that if you do have to keep it quiet at the workplace because you don't know how it is going to go, would you be comfortable dating in secret? Like, you know, you can't really be too, you know, give too much special treatment in public. It's almost like you don't talk to them that much at work because you're trying to see where it goes. And, you know, sometimes in the beginning of relationships, it's when you're kind of all over each other and you're really excited and you can't help but constantly still be flirting. So it'd be really hard to kind of keep that in check and be like, okay, I'm not going to, you know, talk to you too much at work where people will notice, or I'm not going to give you any special treatment.
That's right. Yeah.
True. I mean, but the other side of it, I'm going to play the devil's advocate. What if, you know, you both do know about, you know, you don't, you both agree that you don't want the workforce to know, and you are secret about it. I think that's a little intriguing. Like, you can't talk at work. You get to just look and kind of, like, secretly flirt with each other. I don't know.
Okay,
that could be kind of, like, you know,
it could be pretty hot, I guess, in that sense. Like, oh,
yeah,
it's our little secret, no one knows.
Right.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, Tahira.
Yeah, I mean, that is hot, and I agree wholeheartedly with that, guys. But my thing is, I don't know. Is anyone really that confidential? Is that person really not going to tell anyone else in that office? And, you know, stuff starts to spread or happen. I just am like, I don't know, because I tell my coworkers little juicy tidbits like, all right, this is between you and me. You can't tell. Oh, I'm not going to say anything. Who am I going to tell? And then next thing I know, stuff is getting back to me. And I'm like, what the hell? You know what I mean? So it happens. Even though, you know, there's no malicious intent or anything like that, but it still happens, because when something is juicy, like, somebody has got to tell somebody. I've been in that situation where I'm like, oh my God, but I just got to tell this one person because it's just too juicy to hold, you know what I mean? So
no, definitely.
We're all guilty of it. So it's crazy. So yeah, that's why I'm like, it to me is, oh my God, the line, guys, is so thin. I don't even know. Like,
it is very thin, and then it goes into like to what you're wearing, because you know when you get a new relationship, you kind of change your wardrobe a little bit. You want to be, you know, a little bit more flirty. So you want to keep it professional in the workplace. You don't want to, you know, you. It's very touchy. It's a very hard situation. So I would definitely, you know, think about all the possibilities of what could happen. You know, is this the right person? And I would definitely have a strong conversation with that individual because, you know, God forbid that it doesn't work out and maybe he can't handle it like you could and he's bitter and, you know, you both have to work together. And you're like, this guy, you have to see. Can you imagine seeing your ex every day?
And guys, here's even something that we didn't touch on. What if he dumps you and you really had feelings for this man? Like, yeah. If his decision to dump you, and now he may be flirting with other women in the office or even starts dating someone else in the office, how the hell are you going to handle that? Yeah, how can you grin and bear that and remain professional and keep, all your wits about you and just remain, like, oh, my God, like, who would not be going crazy? Like, somebody would probably want to blow up his cubicle. Like, come on, really? So, you know, this is just the, then now you got to keep your emotions in check because then you're going to look crazy.
Nakom, what about her, the new coworker that he's now dating? What if she, wants to let you know he's dating me now and you're older?
Yes,
all at work.
Yes,
at the workplace. And,
Yes.
How do you respond to that?
So.
Now, what would you ladies do? So, like, say you broke up with a guy, you broke up, it was like a mutual thing, but now a new coworker comes in. Would you ladies date another person at work and be like, should I take the chance again? Or would you be very cautious about it?
No, I wouldn't. Speaking from I have dated somebody at work, and it did. The first one didn't work out. The second one, I kind of changed my job to date the person because I wanted it to work. So I was just like, I'll have to see, if this is going to work. And I was changing the job anyway. It just everything worked out. But I would not. I would. It's not for me. Gossip gets to you, and you see them with other women, it bothers you to say that it doesn't. You're at your workplace. You're at home, and, you can't address certain things. All you have to, it's like you're watching a show that you really don't want to watch right now, but you have to because you're at work. You cannot react because you're at work. You can't get upset. You're at work.
That's right.
So, and it may not be him. It may be people that, just want to flirt with him for that day.
Right.
True. But it's just going along what you said. That's just it's just too much. Like, oh my God.
How does it affect your performance at work?
Exactly. I mean, how many times, case in point, ladies, like I just did this with my guy. We were going through something and I'm in the bathroom at my job talking to him because we had a little bit of a serious situation. I mean, how many times have you had something happen at work and you're like, no, I got to address this now. So whatever I got to do to address this, whether, I can take the call here in my office or go outside the building or go hide in the bathroom, but this has got to be addressed, and this is somebody that I'm not working with. They're not in my office. So just imagine if that person is in your office. So now, what do you guys, end up in the stairwell together? Or are you in the conference room together, like, hashing stuff out? And that's why I'm like, stuff can get just a little bit ridiculous and tedious. And like I said, with women, we are the ones that always look crazy. We are the emotional ones. We walk around with our feelings on our sleeves. And it definitely would not be a good look, not at all. And the men, they get the pat on the back. I can hear it now. Oh, yeah, you're smashing this one. You're smelling hot. It's all great. But a woman, like I said before, she would just be a big old skank, in the office.
It's like snap, snap at work.
No, I agree. And also, I like my space. I don't like to see my boo 24/7. I like to be I like to have alone time. So for me, it would be like, okay, we're hanging out outside of work and I see you all the time outside of work and then we're together at work and I don't have like a space to be like, oh, I just need some time alone or I'm just, really busy at work. Just he'd be like, but you're not. I can see you. You're not that busy right now. I'd be like, I'm really busy after this here. He's like, oh, but no, we can hang out. I'd be like, uh-uh, not happening.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah.
I don't have your space.
You don't have your
space. Yeah, I would need to be able to kind of take that time. And if he was like that or if we weren't, if the hours weren't always the same, then maybe. But I don't know. It might just be too much, especially in the beginning of a relationship where it's like, okay, you're with each other a lot. But then as time goes on, you're just used to always being there and, like, always being together. I feel like it's kind of – you don't really grow because you're just so used to that kind of dynamic between the two of you. So
right, and basically that's when people get on your damn nerves, when you're up under each other. all the time, you know, then it really turns into like a love-hate situation. Like, can you just go over there? Like, no. No. If I get them office romances, I mean, I'm not against it. But, and I got to, I could say that because it happened to me once when I was in my 20s. But since then, I've never been attracted to any man that I've worked with, you know, in an office environment, thank God. So, you know.
No, I think it can be a lot. I think it really depends on the situation and the area that you work and how comfortable you are in your work environment. But I would definitely say that make sure you weigh the pros and cons before you just jump into something.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't think things through and you're like, oh, it seems like a good idea. But then you're really meshing your personal and work life. And if you're really serious about the job that you have and it's not just you're working there to work there, you know, which is kind
it's
of like
career.
Something you're doing. It's something that you're really passionate about. That's when things can take an ugly turn if it doesn't work out how it's supposed to or how you imagined.
Well, let's
so it's always just thinking about it.
Yeah. Let's get into our next song, Somebody by Natalie LaRose, featuring Jeremiah, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Just what I wanna do.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
We're back with the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. Call in 347-539-5729. So, ladies, at what point does it work?
If you're really damn lucky.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Commissioner, go ahead.
You know what? I agree. I think it is. Sometimes there are those cases, you know, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we met at work, but it's kind of those are the exceptions. Majority of the time, you know, in environments when you're around each other, it may just not work out and things can go wrong really fast. It may not even be like we dated for years and then something went wrong. It may have just started out
right.
a fling or something really small, but even that tiny tension can make it uncomfortable for you at the workplace. And if you have to spend a lot of your time there, it's not somewhere you really want to be. I mean, if you think about it in general, like, I would not want to be around my ex-boyfriend all the time, you know, 40 to 60 hours a week, seeing his face all the time. I wouldn't want to be around that. So
right.
if you don't want to be around it there, then you don't want to mess with people that you work with, you know, if you're going to be in that kind of environment. So, I don't know. What about you, Tahira? Because I know you kind of have been on that side.
I mean,
so what do you think?
In the first experience, it was really, really bad. It was really bad. You know, we met at work. Mm-hmm. Everything was all good. But, you know, when I wanted to break up or stop the relationship, it really turned – it was like the worst case scenario ever. Like, he just had a really hard time dealing with it. And it did affect – he spread rumors about me. And it was,
wow.
People believed him.
Oh, my God.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
HR and – my manager had to sit with me about this. It was just a horrible situation. So I'm not a fan of it.
No, definitely. That sounds terrible.
It was a terrible part of my life.
Oh, my God.
So you definitely have to be careful who you get involved with. But it does happen. We did meet at work, and I should have known earlier. And when he was trying to pursue me, that he was aggressive, and I didn't pick up on – I was naive. I didn't pick up on those things. And it just, you know, was not the best situation for me career-wise because it was just not a great experience. You know, it went to human resources, and they're looking at me like, what's going on? You're arguing. And, you know, it was tough. And it's like your personal business is now work business.
Right.
And that's crazy. I like how you said that, you know, you should have picked up on those clues. Because, yeah, when you first meet someone, you know, everyone is on their best behavior. And then especially at work, they're in a professional environment, so you don't see that side of them until a little bit later.
Yeah.
Almost as if, unless you, you know, when you start dating someone outside of work, you know, you go on a couple of dates and you kind of get to see it faster because you're on a personal level and you're not in a professional place and they're not trying to kind of impress anybody or be in a certain kind of behavior. So when you don't, it's harder to pick up on those kind of cues, like, oh, red flag.
Right.
Because you're in a different environment. So that's definitely something to watch out for.
Absolutely. And then some people, I really believe that he was one of the people that wanted to date someone at work. That was something that, you know, was a goal for him, and I just didn't get it. And I was just like, hey, this is – because I'm private. I didn't want everybody in my business. And, you know, we would walk in the halls together, and people knew that we were together, and they were gossip about it. And it was crazy. And women would approach him because they knew that we were together. It was crazy. More than usual. So it was a lot of drama. And I just wish that I made better choices. So – it definitely can affect your career. I did come out of it successfully.
But
you let
the workplace in your life, like in your personal life, when you make decisions like that, and it doesn't go so well. Then I had another situation where I did work with someone, and we didn't really hit it off until we stopped working together. So, and that was very successful.
Right.
Wow. Oh, like I said, I guess at the end of the day, it depends on you and the other person and their maturity level and what it is they're, you know, looking to get out of the relationship, if they're looking to be serious or if they're looking just to play and get a couple of notches under their belt, you know. So that's where you have to be careful and really find out, you know, what's really good. But, you know, the unfortunate part is, like, you don't know. If you don't know this person, you're really not going to know that until stuff is either really going to go great or stuff is going to get ugly. And you're not going to know that until you progress in the relationship. So that's why it's definitely a risk.
Yeah, I think it's definitely safe to just be cautious before jumping into something in a work relationship because you're risking a lot more. So it's always just make sure you think about all the factors, kind of really get the vibes from the person, try to get to know them as much as you can before jumping into anything would be my advice to anyone out there who's contemplating a work relationship.
Definitely also say try to date outside of work too. Like don't just, I know you at work a lot, but if someone is interested, try to see them out of that element. Try to see them out and spend time with them outwards and see how they react then. Because they're not, like Karishma said, they're not under so much pressure to be professional because they're just relaxed. And that'll give you an idea of who this person really is because you do not want to get involved with the wrong person in the workplace. Say if he's, like, the vice president's son and you just don't want to date him anymore. It's like, Dad, you got to fire her. You know, you just got to get rid of her. You know? So you're like, and there goes your career.
Exactly. And you really never know who is kind of like who's pals with the boss at work and what can get you into trouble. And you've really got to be careful about those things.
Absolutely. That's why I don't play those games, ladies. No. It's tough enough out here, you know, without all that extra stuff.
Yeah, it
does
add. I think women, it is harder for women to date in the workplace. I do. And, you know, going through that situation, it was very, very hard for me to, I overcame it. But, you know, people believe some of the rumors. This guy was very convincing. I really hit a nerve with him. And he was very convincing. So people really thought, like, I was the bad guy.
Right. Yeah.
So I had to regain my reputation. He was very, very bitter and it was just not the greatest experience for me, but it was my choice. So I had to go through it, and I had to fight my way through it, and eventually I got through it, and they saw him for the liar that he was, and he eventually lost his job, and it was just a very bad situation. So you definitely have to be careful and also consider the worst-case scenario.
Definitely, yeah. Don't want to be part of that office gossip. But, hey, he lost his job. That's karma there for you. You can't, you know, start stuff and not expect it to come back to you.
Yeah, it's all
exactly.
Many lives. But, yeah.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I think it is a touchy subject. But, you know, you definitely should definitely spend time outside of the workplace with that person because everyone is on their best. You know, at work, everybody's tries. I try to be as professional as possible.
Right.
I completely agree. And I feel like you know, it's hard. I think a lot of people, it's an excuse too, because sometimes you settle for the people that you work with. It may not be people that you would ever really go for, your kind of person, but you're like, oh, I see them and I'm spending all my time here. So it's like, don't ever settle. Like, just kind of get out there, have one, you know, even if it's one night during the week where you can go out and just try to meet people, go out with your girlfriends, and, you know, try to just get out there and meet new people. And it's always good. I mean, at least if you go out there, you meet someone. You know, if it doesn't go well, it's like, okay, I never have to see you again. On to the next. And it's just always good to kind of get out there, widen your, you know, broaden your horizons, cast a wider net, I guess.
I definitely think it does work. Like, I'm not saying that it doesn't work for some people. It does work. Like, even in Colombia, you know, people get married. I don't believe they stay at the same job, but they get married, and I found my wife at work. Ultimately, somebody separates or they continue their, you know, togetherness in their own business or something like that. It's just a lot harder. You have other people always constantly picking in your business. And it's just challenging, and it doesn't have to be the two of you. It could be office gossipers. Oh, did you see him go in the bathroom? Did she go in the bathroom too? I wonder what they're doing. You know, it doesn't they just have nothing else to do. They're unhappy with their job, and they're just gossiping. That's the job, to stand at the water cooler and try to figure things out in the office.
Oh, absolutely. We all know those people, and we all work with those people. I do for sure. So, yeah, and those are people that I'm always ducking in.
Oh, they're driving together. And, you know, it doesn't even, he could have gave her a lift at the bus stop. And they were going to go in the same way. It's just like, it doesn't take much to add to a scenario. But you have to definitely consider your workplace as well and what your intentions are. If you're trying to stay there long term, definitely look at the company's policy about dating employees. And go from there, but just be very, very careful with it. Have a plan. Talk to this person. Really see where they're at outside of work. You know, just would try to cover all your bases when you're making a decision like that.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And office gossip, you know, how it travels, especially in smaller, you know, workspaces. Mm-hmm. And no one likes to be talked about. And the thing is with gossip like that, it always gets exaggerated from person to person. So it'll never be the same story from the beginning.
That's right. That's so true. Oh, my God. It comes back 10 times worse, doesn't it? Oh. Yes. And it goes back to what I always say. The woman always looks like the damn skank.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that is. It is something really terrible. But the woman always does end up getting blamed, which is really terrible.
Yeah, she does. I mean, that's like a shot at her career. So I'm like, if she has any aspirations of climbing the corporate ladder, who knows what kind of effect that would have. I would think it could have an adverse effect. And then they look at women, oh, well, she's prone to having office relationships or, you know, being manipulated. So that's what I said. It's such a precarious situation, and that's why I don't fool with that. So one of us would basically have to leave. Like, who is leaving here and going somewhere else if we're, you know, just, nope, not for me.
It is tough. Well, with that being said, guys, we got to close out this show. It was a pleasure today with you guys. Thank you for, you know, having us on tonight. And this is a very touchy subject, but definitely consider all the rules here. Consider what you have to lose. Look at your company's policy. Look at the person that's the potential candidate in this situation and long-term how it will affect you. We're going to go into our last song, Disclosure by Latch, featuring Sam Smith, right here on the Girlfriend Network. Good night, ladies.
Night.